From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked residents to travel safely during Eid. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin said Idul Fitr is a meaningful momentum to share happiness. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has asked residents, particularly those traveling to their hometowns to meet their families and relatives, to be mindful of their safety while celebrating Eid al-Fitr. As reported by Antara State News Agency, in a video broadcast on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel on Friday, he pointed out that this year's Eid al-Fitr will be the first in 3 years to be celebrated without any COVID-19-related restrictions. He also said it is certain that residents' movement will significantly increase. It will be more congested and more crowded. Eid al-Fitr is a meaningful momentum to share happiness, express affection, and forgive each other after the end of Ramadan. This was said by Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin in his Eid al-Fitr greeting, which was followed online from Friday as reported by Antara. He remarked Eid al-Fitr is a meaningful moment that people await together. He expressed the hope that all residents will celebrate Eid al-Fitr merrily with their families, neighbors, and relatives. Next, we have Speaker of the Indonesian House Representative Puan Maharani, who congratulated Muslims on the occasion of 2023 Eid al-Fitr and invited people to use the holiday as a momentum to strengthen silaturahmi or bonds with families and fellow citizens. As reported by Antara State News Agency, she noted in a statement on Friday, after 1 month of fasting, God will, it will make Muslims into individuals who are taqwa or pious, patient, and tawakal or trust in God's plan. The last national news comes from Labuan Bajo Flores Authority Implementing Agency that confirmed 1,156 rooms at 22 hotels and resorts in Labuan Bajo were prepared for delegates and national committee of the 42nd ASEAN Summit on May 9 to the 11. The delegates and the national committee will be placed in 4- and 5-star hotels in Labuan Bajo. This was conveyed by the agency director, Shana Fatina, in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara on Friday, as quoted by Antara State News Agency. She remarked that holding large-scale events such as ASEAN Summit would bring in several tourists or scheduled tourists, since most of them were delegates and event organizers. Now we move to the international news. Former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo has surrendered himself to United States authorities in order to be extradited to Lima. Mr. Toledo is accused of taking $20 million in bribes from a Brazilian construction company while in office between 2001 and 2006. As reported by BBC.com, he fled Peru to live in the United States several years ago, but was arrested by U.S. authorities on Peru's request. A United Nations convened meeting on Afghanistan next month will not focus on the possible international recognition of Taliban administration. The United Nations stressed on Thursday after comments by the deputy UN Amina Mohammed sparked concern and confusion. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, and Secretary General Antonio Guterres is set to host a closed-door gathering in Doha on May 1st to the 2nd of special envoys on Afghanistan from various countries. His deputy, Amina Mohammed, suggested on Monday the gathering could find those steps to put back on the pathway to recognition. We end the news with the state and people of Vietnam that attach great importance to and wish to boost the more than 70-year traditional friendship with the Czech Republic, President Pho Van Thuong told Czech Prime Minister Peter Fiala, who is on an official visit to Vietnam. As reported by VOVworld.vn, at a reception in Hanoi on Friday, President Thuong expressed his belief that the visit will make an important contribution to promoting the traditional friendship and multifaceted cooperation between Vietnam and the Czech Republic. Well, listen, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The first news comes from Depok, West Java. For students from the Geophysics Study Program, Faculty of Mathematics and Natural Sciences, University of Indonesia, won the Excellence Award at the 2023 the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, Geospatial Challenge Competition. Members of the Artemis team consist of Adnan Hashim Wibowo, Abimanyu Dharma Kamanungasan, Azari Ramadhani, and Stella Aulia Andoko. The team carries the idea of gamification of the Indonesian map as the latest technology in order to increase public understanding, especially the Gen Z, about the standard map of Indonesia as an acceleration of digital tourism. This proud achievement was announced online at the GeoConnect Asia 2023 event. ASEAN Geospatial Challenge 2023, Geospatial Youth Edition, is a competition that promotes the use of geospatial information and technology in order to support Southeast Asian countries in achieving the Sustainable Development Goals set by the United Nations. The next news comes from Gadok, West Java. The Simpang Gadok Traveler Service Post, Bogor Regency, West Java, provides a new service in the form of cultural terrace playing the angklung. Head of the Bogor Police Traffic Unit, Diki Pranata, said the service was the result of a collaboration with an art studio. They play angklung to entertain the people who are going home for Idul Fitri 2023 holiday. The scheduled for playing angklung, the Indonesian traditional bamboo musical instruments, is carried out situationally when vehicles are busy heading towards Puncak area, so the police apply one lane. Those who are waiting for the other lane to be open again can watch angklung playing or maybe play the traditional instrument with female police officers. The latest news comes from Kediri, East Java. The government of Kediri Regency, East Java, has deployed medical personnel to be placed at guard posts along the homecoming route throughout the regency as well as to tourist sites during the 2023 Idul Fitri holiday to help travelers with health problems. The head of the Kediri Regency Health Office, Dr. Ahmad Khotib, said that the personnel assigned to each service post are nurses. They are also equipped with cars and various healthcare equipment. In addition, there are also officers on standby at the location of the tourist attraction. At least there are two tourist objects that have medical staff services during the 2023 Eid holiday, namely the natural tourism of Mount Kelut in Ngancar district, as well as the Dolo Waterfall tourist attraction in Besuki Hamlet, Jugo Village, Mojo District. Well, that was news from across Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia.
Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on April 22, 1970, about the first anniversary of Earth Day. Earth Day is an annual event celebrated around the world on April 22nd to show support for environmental protection. Earth Day is designed to increase awareness and appreciation of the planet in which humans live, namely the Earth. The Earth Day was proclaimed by a United States senator who was also as an environmental educator, Nelson Gaylord, in 1970. The date coincides with spring in the northern hemisphere and autumn in the southern hemisphere. Meanwhile, the United Nations General Assembly established April 22nd as International Mother Earth Day through a resolution adopted in 2009. Let's move to another event in 1994, where Richard Milhouse Nixon passed away. Richard Milhouse Nixon was the 36th president, as to say vice president, of the United States from 1953 to 1961, and the 37th president of the United States from 1969 to 1974. He was the first president of the United States to resign from office. Nixon resigned in 1974 to avoid impeachment for his efforts to cover up the illegal activities of government members related to the Watergate scandal. Nixon, who was born on January 9, 1913 in Yorba Linda, California, passed away at the age of 81 in New York because of a stroke. We end today in history with the event on the opening of Asian-African Conference on April 22, 2015. The Asia-Africa Summit took place on April 19 to the 24, 2015 in Jakarta and Bandung, West Java. The opening was conducted by President Joko Widodo at the JCC Senayan, Jakarta on April 22, 2015. In his speech, President Joko Widodo conveyed his belief that the future of the world exists in the hands of the people of Asia and Africa. The 2015 Asia-Africa Summit produced three documents, namely the 2015 Bandung Message, Declaration on Strengthening the New Asian-African Strategic Partnership, and the Declaration of Independence for Palestine. The Asia-Africa Summit was attended by 32 heads of state and government. Present at the Asia-Africa Summit 2015, among others, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister, the late Shinzo Abe. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Something that I couldn't see and somehow fade internally. If you came a long way to get to know me, and maybe it just meant to be.
Come here, I just found a new recipe. The flower
a star. It may seem you wanna be in love. I don't care, it's taking me apart. But I just couldn't save you tonight.
thousand of miles, you will like it in here. No need, no necessary. And maybe you wanna be a star. It may seem you wanna be in love. I don't care, it's taking me apart. But I just couldn't save you tonight.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesian companies open opportunities for development of circular economy and industrial waste treatment technology at Hannover Messe 2023. Currently, waste and food segregation pollution for the food and beverage industry and other industries show a rapidly developing trend globally. It is hoped that the participation of Indonesian business actors in the sustainable technology sector in the Hannover Messe 2023, which is the world's largest manufacturing industry exhibition held in Germany every year, will encourage breakthroughs in the form of digital and climate-neutral transformation. Quoting the Indonesian Trade and Industry www.kemenperin.go.id report, the synergy between digitalization and environmental sustainability will play a major role in boosting Indonesia's industrial potential to be able to compete globally. The Indonesian Food and Beverage Producer Association, as one of the co-exhibitors at the Hannover Messe 2023, succeeded in attracting the interest of a technology company from Singapore and Germany, Mars and Fotech, to carry out a collaboration in developing recycling technology. In a business meeting Monday, April 17th, Hannover time, Mars and Fotech agreed to support the circular economy industry by developing technology and knowledge related to the recycling process. Mars and Fotech offers innovative and holistic solutions for the widespread application of advanced waste transformation technologies. Various waste materials can be converted back into clean and renewable energy. CEO of Mars and Fotech, Sven Irsche, said the company plans to apply waste management solutions from upstream to downstream to make synthetic fuels and other green energy products from municipal waste, plastics, and organics in Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said that with the collaboration, Indonesia would be the first country in Asia to have the opportunity to use Mars and Fotech's recycling equipment and green energy. Asia Pacific Mars and Fotech Managing Director Bambang Indrawan added, currently the first zero-emission technology factories in Indonesia have been built in Pekanbaru and Lombok. Mars and Votek will also join PD 4.0 or Center for Digital Industry 4.0 of the Ministry of Industry as an expert on renewable energy and waste management. On this occasion, the Director General of Resilience Regional and International Industrial Access of the Ministry of Industry, Eko Cahyanto, said the Ministry of Industry will continue to support the development of industrial technology and its supporters. Moreover, organizing the recycling industry cooperation can be Indonesia's first step in meeting the needs of a circular economy and net zero carbon. That was my Indonesia Today.
Pada akhirnya, ini semua hanya pada akhirnya, kami semua berkawan dengan sebentar berbaring tersentak tertawa. semua hanyalah permulaan.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I would like to introduce you Kinilau Bamboo Village in Tomohon, North Sulawesi. The province is famous for its peak tourism and city of flowers. Traveling the area, you will feel the cool air and the beautiful scenery. After traveling in Tomohon, don't go home immediately. Just drop in Kinilau Bamboo Village. There are various style woven bamboo crafts of Minahasa at the tourism destination. The distance is 26 kilometers from Manado downtown, and it can be reached less than 60 minutes. The location is easy to find because it is on the side of the Manado Tomohon Boulevard. Listener, various types of bamboo handicrafts can be found at the village, started from caping or a kind of cap's cone shape, which is generally made of woven bamboo, lampshades, chicken coops, bird cage, hatcheries, namely household furniture made from woven bamboo, and so on. It is usually a round shape for purifying rice, cutlery, fans, trays, household utensils for serving food and drinks, and others. In terms of quality, it is undoubted. Even if only with the available equipment, the weavers are highly well trained. This bamboo handicraft business has existed for decades, and it has even been run from generation to generation, from young people to the elderly. Listener, apart from woven bamboo, the merchants at Kinilau Village also sell various rattan, ceramics, and grains. Regarding the price, there is no need to worry, the price is not costly. They depend on the type and size. For decoration, it starts from 10,000 rupiah to 50,000 rupiah. If you want other motifs, you can order directly. Buyers who come not only from the North Sulawesi region, but also from outside the region, even abroad. They often drop in to buy merchandises.
Speak for us.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, nasi padang is one of most popular culinary delights in Indonesia. The delicacy of the food that is rich in taste and a wide variety of choices has been recognized by many people. Recently, nasi padang has won a new achievement. It has been named the most delicious food in the Asian region. The position of nasi padang eliminates all other Asian specialties. In fact, various popular foods such as yakiniku from Japan, roti canai from Malaysia, gui from Korea, and panang curry from Thailand are also below nasi padang in the top 10 most delicious foods in Asia. Nasi padang gets a rating of 4.9 out of 5. This value is equivalent to butter garlic naan, a typical Indian dish which is in second place. The ranking written as of March 2023 didn't specifically explain which dish is the best, but nasi padang as a whole is a culinary originating from Indonesia. From the description of nasi padang on the Taste Atlas website, it explains that nasi padang is a style of serving a dish, which padang cuisine is served in the form of dishes that are often served on the table simultaneously or ordered according to the wishes of the buyer. Taste Atlas also mentions side dishes that are often the mainstay of padang cuisine. Starting from rendang or slow-cooked beef with coconut milk and spices, curry, and various dishes that are cooked by boiling, grilling, or frying. Other foods are also often complementary, such as those derived from vegetables and seafood. Apart from mentioning the side dishes that usually appear in nasi padang, Taste Atlas also gives a description of the characteristics of nasi padang itself. The main characteristic of nasi padang is generally the use of lots of spices, especially chili. Well, listener, that was miscellany from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. tak tumbuh, yang hilang berganti, yang hancur lebur akan terobati, yang sia-sia akan jadi makna, yang terus berulang suatu saat henti, yang pernah jatuh kan berdiri lagi, yang patah tumbuh, yang hilang berganti.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a special keroncong song on a special day. It's entitled Idul Fitri, Hari Lebaran by The Vocaler featuring Keroncong Indonesiaku. The song was written by the Indonesian music maestro Ismail Marzuki as well as the originator of the phrase Selamat Idul Fitri, Minal Aidin Wal Faizin, Mohon Maaf Lahir dan Batin, which is still popular today. For the first time, the song Idul Fitri was recorded at RRI Jakarta Studio in 1954 and was sung for the first time by Didi, whose real name is Suyoso Karsono. The song is a portrait of society, especially the people of the capital of Indonesia, Jakarta, and its surroundings, who celebrated Idul Fitri in 1950s. Idul Fitri, as a religious song, contains criticism, parody, and spontaneity. Alright listener, here is The Vocaler featuring Keroncong Indonesiaku with Idul Fitri, Hari Lebaran. Enjoy!
Segala penjuru mengalir ke kota.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.